it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We are 30 off in the Transperfect Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium. Alongside Big Joe Dubin, I'm Chase McCabe. Welcome in to the Tennessee Highway Safety Office pregame show. A lovely day. Beautiful out here at Nissan Stadium. And again, our coverage presented by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Delta Dental of Tennessee, the Tennessee Education Lottery, and also locally by Hi-Fi Buys. You can hear the entire game will start right at 1:30 from ESPN, and that coverage presented by Hi-Fi Buys. So appreciate them. Joe, we could not be here at Nissan Stadium without one of our favorites stopping in, Mike Organ of the Tennessean. Mike, what's going on? What number is this for you?
Is this the 26th bowl?
I believe so.
If it's the 26th bowl, it's my 25th.
Okay.
I missed the 99 bowl or 2000, the 99 season. The year after Tennessee's national championship, they went to the Fiesta Bowl, and Chris Lowe, our beat writer, who's now with ESPN, yep. You guys, was the beat writer, and his wife was having a baby.
Okay.
So he couldn't go. So me and David Clymer and Larry Woody went out to Fiesta Bowl in Arizona and covered Tennessee, Nebraska.
Okay. Well, that was probably a good one.
It was a good one. Yeah. People were a little let down because Tennessee didn't go back to the championship or the BCS, but it was great weather, and Woody and I got lost in the desert and barely made our way back.
And here you are.
And here we are. This was supposed to be the matchup in 2020, but COVID wiped it out. Now we finally get Kirk Ferentz, who's the longest tenured head coach in college football with Iowa, Eli Drinkowitz, who Vols fans may not love. But the head coach at Missouri, what do you think about this matchup between Iowa and Missouri?
Kirk Ferentz gives me the opportunity to bring up Woody Woodenhofer.
Okay.
They were friends.
Yeah.
So that goes back to their time in the Big Ten together. I think I like Missouri slightly. Maybe it's just my SEC bias, but I thought Missouri was good this year. I thought they were pretty decent. The opt-outs worry me, and I think that's why the line is a little tighter than it maybe we would have expected it to be, but I still like Missouri by maybe a touchdown.
What does this bowl game mean for Nashville?
It means that all the naysayers were proven wrong, Joe. I remember when the idea came up, I think it was 97, of Nashville getting a bowl game. Jenny Hannon was head of the Nashville Sports Council. Contrary to what a lot of people believe, Scott Ramsey was not the originator of the bowl. It was under Jenny Hannon, and then Scott took over after the second year. And people scoffed. People laughed. Nashville for a bowl game. Because back then, all bowl games were in Florida. That's right. Just all there was to it. And that was the payoff, was you get to go to warm weather, you know. And the other thing is, and believe it or not, people said Nashville did not have enough entertainment to entertain. You go to Opryland for a day, and then that's it. That's what people said. What else are you going to do? There was no Lower Broad. There was a Lower Broad, but it wasn't Lower Broad. And we all felt, not all of us, David Clymer didn't like the idea of a bowl being here. Larry Woody did. They often went head-to-head in their beliefs, in their columns. And
Clymer not liking something?
I know. I wish I could remember what David said about it. I read it just the other day because I researched it. But it was a smashing hit the first game, and it was a terrible setup. Had to play at Vanderbilt. The water had cascaded over the stairs and frozen.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was very dangerous to be there that night. Luckily, I took the elevator up to the press box, and I was okay. But everybody, it was terrible. It was cold, and it still was a great atmosphere. It was not a great game. Alabama was not very good, but it still was a big hit. And we all said, once they get over, it was kind of like parallel with the Titans. Once they get over to their own stadium and people know about it, then this is going to be a big hit. And it has been ever since.
It has. And I think the greatest thing they did, Mike, was they had a tie-in with the SEC from the very beginning. And not to knock, you know, American Athletic Conference or Conference USA teams, but they had a tie-in with the SEC. And every game is at an SEC school. And it, I think that helped even more put it on the map.
Oh, absolutely. And even with the ACC, that was good. But they were just trying to fill it out. But the one thing they kept was the SEC all the way through. Yep. And that wasn't easy because everybody wanted the SEC. Every bowl out there that came about, and a lot have come about since, has wanted an SEC tie-in. And the SEC and the Music City Bowl has kept its. And it's continued to rise to where now the Music City Bowl gets the first choice of whatever team doesn't go to the playoffs or rotates with a couple of the other bowls.
So that first one at Vanderbilt, Virginia Tech, Alabama, was that Sean Alexander?
It was.
It was.
And also Michael Vick.
That's what. Yeah, I was about to ask that if Mike Vick was in that game.
I remember interviewing Sean Alexander at the brand-new Lipscomb Academy facility. It was brand-new at the time, and that's where Alabama practiced. And usually I take a team and then somebody else from the newspaper takes a team. So I'm not sure where Tech practiced at. You're probably at Father Ryan, if it was around, or up in Hendersonville, Pope.
When FSU came and it was 2007, I interviewed Bobby Bowden at Gallatin's indoor facility.
I remember that. Yes. Yeah. I took a picture of Bobby Bowden and Mr. Plaster. You guys may know.
Hold on a second. Get my good side.
And gave it to George for Christmas the next year. I framed it and gave it to George. Bobby Bowden chatting.
Oh, nice.
Mike Organ is with us from the Tennessee and here at Nissan Stadium, the Transperfect Music City Bowl. It's hard to believe that the bowl at this facility is winding down here in the next few years. We pulled up this morning with the new stadium being built next to this one, and I couldn't believe how far along it has come. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it, and then who knows where this thing can go.
I know, yeah. When they move over there, I mean, that's when we got to start talking about trying to get in the college football playoff and a college football national championship. And Scott's aggressive on that. He's been very aggressive about doing that. We've got the FCS game coming the next 2 years, championship, but he wants the big game. And the first thing would be try to get in the playoffs. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to look at how home venues did this year.
Yep.
And they did great for the home teams.
Right.
So what's it going to be like for the ones that weren't home? Are they going to say, why did we not have a home game? We were in the playoffs. Why did we have to play on the road? So I'm not sure it's a slam dunk. They'll stay with home venues.
I'm afraid they're not going to.
They don't know what they're going to do.
And the bowl games are going to push for it, too.
The bowl games want the home venues out so that they can pick up. They can get involved.
Here's my thing. Like, if you're Nashville, you're going to go brand-new stadium, and we're Nashville. Why would you not want to have us on the rotation?
Exactly.
Like, I get the New Year's Six, and they deserve there. But if you're going to add more, and I think they're going to expand the playoff again, too.
They are. Oh, that's for sure.
You know, when you do that, like, why would you not have Nashville as the rotation of having a game every year, but also being in contention to host the championship? Plus, you see cities, Tampa, Orlando, that host multiple bowl games with an indoor stadium. It's much easier to do that.
Exactly. And when you got the indoor stadium, I mean, we lucked up today. Beautiful day. But there's been some tough days. But if they go to 14 or 16, and I think that's what they'll do on the next one, then, I think that, if Tennessee would have just played a little better or a whole lot better, they would have had to complain about why did we have to go to Ohio State? Well, now we see why you had to go out of state. Ohio State deserved the higher seed in the home venue.
All right, with this game, Mike Organ, Tennessee, with us on the official pregame show for the Transperfect Music City Bowl. It's hard to remember what downtown Nashville's like before this bowl game. But now, I mean, I was down there this morning, and it's just tens of thousands of people spending money in the city. I mean, it's been a success since they moved over here in 99 with the first game. It's just, I think it's a win-win that everybody put all the effort in, and it keeps getting better and better and better.
I went out to eat twice yesterday for lunch and dinner, and both times I saw Iowa fans out in Donelson, not down here. I'm sure if I'd have been down here, I'd have seen them everywhere. But, and of course, that's out in there, near Opryland, so Opry Mills. So, I wish I knew the number, but it's incredible the number that the economic number, the impact that this bowl has had. total and every year. I mean, it's something that the city counts on. It can count on the revenue that this bowl is going to bring in. And week-long revenue. And it worked out great for this game, being on a Monday. Fans from Missouri could drive in. Iowa could drive in if they wanted to. Or, you know, it gives you that. And then you've got the holiday coming up. So,
and a lot of people stay.
Yeah, a lot of people stay because you're in a destination city. We were not a destination city when it started. So becoming a destination city was big.
Well, you guys brought the moment about the FCS championship coming here. I think Scott Ramsey has a vision of making this a championship city. Like, let's bring championships here. You know, and like the softball they have in the summer in Hendersonville out there, all the softball around the country, girls softball. I mean, he's made this a destination for people to come, enjoy the city, spend money, and have a good time.
The first thing that I said, I found out that Scott had bid on the FCS championship on November 22nd. So I kind of the bid. So I called him, and I said, what's significant about this? And he goes, I said, what's different about this than the bowl game and the draft and some other things you brought? And he said, the big significance is this is a national championship.
Yeah.
And he said, this is what exactly what Joe just said. He said, this is what I want us to be known as, is a city where their championships are played. And then I said, well, can this help you get the FBS championship? And he said, I don't know. He goes, it can't hurt. You know, that they're going to see what we can do these next 2 years. And I think that will stay here too, guys. I don't think they want to go back to Frisco and play. Well, they're renovating the stadium, but it's still a soccer stadium they play there.
Yeah.
Not a destination city. Seats about 20,000. They want to boot it up to about 30. And First Bank Stadium is Vanderbilt Stadium is perfect for that.
Especially with the renovations.
Brand new.
They're doing to it.
Before we let you go, real quick, question for both of you. Mount Rushmore of Nashville people. Does Scott Ramsey belong? I know Larry Schmitto's on there for people what he's done for the city.
Yeah.
Where does Scott Ramsey? Is he on the Mount Rushmore of Nashville for all he's done for the Nashville?
That's a great question.
Mayor Bredesen has to be on
because
he brought so much. You're exactly right. I don't think you put Bud up there.
Really good question because he's.
I don't know that you put anybody from the Predators because there's not one defining figure. I think Scott's definitely a candidate. I think we'd have to sit down and talk it over a little bit. I could see him on there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking just thing, I mean, I'd probably, off the top of my head, Mayor Bredesen. Maybe even Mayor Dean because
they
Music
both.
City Center and some of the things that they both brought here. I'd say, I'd say there's a good.
I mean, look, we're here December 30th. The stadium's going to be
packed
today.
Butch Spiridon.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. You know, but I could see Butch and Scott being on there. But Scott's been in this position 26 years now, and you think what's happened in this city in the 26 years he's been in that position.
Oh, look, SEC basketball tournament.
Now look,
they don't want to leave.
And we've got that locked in.
Hey, and I know they like Atlanta for football, but I think they'll look at it.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
I think they'll look at it.
And I could still see – I'm not closing the door on baseball coming here.
No,
SEC
I'm not either.
Baseball. I could still see it going over to First Horizon.
Well,
you've been on that baseball kick. Get off that baseball kick.
No, I think he's right too because especially, like, you know – down the line, if there's a bigger baseball park here at some point, First Horizon's going to need things.
Yeah.
Just saying. So, lot to look forward to. Mike, always.
Great to be with you guys.
Always.
Enjoy the game.
Tell your cat and dog hi.
They said hi to you, brother.
Mike Organ from the Tennessean. Join us. We're about 15 minutes from kickoff. We'll have more coming here. Live from Nissan Stadium, it's the Tennessee Highway Safety Office pregame show presented by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Delta Dental of Tennessee, the Tennessee Education Lottery, and locally our TransPerfect Music City Bowl coverage is brought to you by Hi-Fi Buys. Chase and Big Joe hosting today, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Searching for someone who's going to build it back, but I ain't got a guy for that.
We continue with our coverage here at the Music City Bowl, and this is always very important, Joe, to talk about the things that the Tennessee Highway Safety Office have going on because fans don't let fans drive drunk. Buddy Lewis joins us now. He's the director of the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, which is a part of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security. And, Buddy, I know this is a big message that you want to get out, especially to people that are coming to the game today? What message do you have for Music City Bowl fans?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure and honor to be here with you. And we would just welcome all of the fans from out of town that will be traveling in to be a part of the Music City Bowl and cheer on your team. And there's some of the advice that we would like to give to those fans is just a simple message of, you know, fans don't let fans drive drunk. You can't take that chance. It's just too many options for people to take rideshare or get a sober driver or whatever you choose to do. But before you get behind that wheel to drive to or fro, make certain that you've got a safe ride to get you there safely, because if you don't, you're putting yourself in danger, your life in danger, and the lives of so many other people in danger. But we know that Nashville is a destination city. We have a lot of fun things to do here, but we just ask our fans that are coming for the ball game today to make certain they use common sense and don't drink and drive.
That's some great advice, buddy. Also, what does the crash data tell us about drunk driving in the state of Tennessee?
Well, over the last 10 years, actually, we've had approximately 2,900 people lost their lives to a drunk driver in the state of Tennessee. And that's one in three fatal crashes involved a DUI in Tennessee so far this year. So we want to make certain that people understand the risk of not just having a crash, a fender bender, but it is absolutely a matter of life and death if you get behind the wheel involved in a drunk driving crash. Nearly 45% of our drunk drivers are ages 20 to 34. And so that is young people making a decision to get behind the wheel while drinking. And that's just totally unacceptable. And we just ask people to use common sense and never get behind the wheel if you've been drinking.
Buddy Lewis is with us from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. And, Buddy, sometimes it is a simple question, but why is drinking and driving so dangerous? If people go to the game today and they have a few, why do they need to keep this in mind of why it's dangerous to get behind the wheel?
Well, that's a good question, because a lot of people may not drink except when they go to a ball game or celebrate some special occasion. And one drink can impair your judgment and your reaction time. So, you know, you just got to be careful. It can affect your vision, your coordination, and every aspect of driving safely. It also increases your chances of speeding, swerving, or losing control of your vehicle. So, you know, when you get behind that wheel, you become a threat to everyone around you, including pedestrians that are walking, and especially in a ball game setting, in a stadium setting where there are a lot of people walking. If you get behind your wheel of a vehicle after you've been drinking or while you're drinking, you put all of these vulnerable road users at risk, and those people's lives matter as well. They may be walking to and from the stadium, but they are users of the roadways, and we need to use extreme caution.
Buddy, I know unfortunately, I have friends that have had a DUI, and I saw what they've gone through and what they've had to pay. But obviously, what are the consequences of getting a DUI?
Well, the consequences, first of all, you could lose your life and the life of someone else if you choose to do so. And one bad decision can change your life forever. But one DUI offense can mean it is mandatory jail time. You could lose your vehicle. It could be seized. It's expensive fines. You possibly could lose your job where you work because you cannot drive to and from. You lose your driver's license. You are not able to drive. And then the bottom line is it becomes a threat to public safety. Just people drive to and from work, to and from school, going to special ball games like this one today. And if they just always remember that it's so easy to avoid, it's a bad decision you make if you drink and drive, a decision that can change the life of your life, and it can change the life of other people. So we just remember the simple fans don't let fans drive drunk. That's a simple message that we send out to all sports fans. Just remember, fans do not let fans drive drunk.
Amen to that, buddy. We appreciate the time today and helping get the and how we can help you get this message out there because it's so important. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And good to get that word out. And I appreciate the Tennessee Highway Safety Office for all they do, not only with this bowl game, but everything that they do throughout the year. You can hear the anthem in the background as they're getting things ready to go here at the Transperfect Music City Bowl. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you. We will have full coverage of the game from ESPN coming up next, all presented by Hi-Fi Buys. Real quick, JoJo, got a final prediction?
Missouri wins.
You think so? All right. Missouri wins. We will honor America and step away. Kickoff coming up next here from Nissan Stadium.
It is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.